Hello, we're having...
It's loud.
Well, we're going to have a...
No, Daddy. I don't want to speak into the microphone.
The grand prize.
Okay, that's the introduction to Grace's story this evening. And in the background, as I tell Grace's story this evening, we have Dora playing. So you're going to be hearing a story now in a minute, which has got Dora in it. And it's also got me telling my daughter her bedtime story. So I think it's actually going to be a bit mixed up. Now, Grace, tell me, what is the story going to be tonight about?
Just a minute.
I tell you what, it's going to be the story about the first time that Rebel fell in love with Dora. A long time ago.
What did you say again?
I said the story is going to be about the first time that Rebel ever fell in love with Dora.
Oh, good.
Right. Now, as you know, when I was a little boy, I had a little dog, a little Lakeland Terrier, and his name was Rebel. And it was such a long time ago, it was before they invented television in Ireland. And there was no Dora on television, there was no Fireman Sam, there was no Super... Yeah, no Super Why, nothing at all like that. It was before television. The only thing we had was radio. And I can tell you that Rebel...
But you had food.
We had food, yes. And we had water. And in those days, we had clothes and shoes. But we had a radio. And we used to listen to stories from the radio.
Now,
Rebel was very fond of the radio. He actually used to sit at my feet while I listened to the radio. The thing about Rebel is that he couldn't understand the radio until one day there was a program on the radio called Dora. It was called Dora Goes to School. And it was about a little girl called Dora who lived in Limerick. Dora went to a small school out the country in Limerick. And Dora was actually from Spain. But nobody in Limerick had ever heard of her. That's why she was very interesting on the radio. So I got up one morning and I went downstairs. And as usual, I turned on the radio for my breakfast. And then I didn't listen to it. I went straight over to Rebel and woke him up. And I brought him into the kitchen and he sat down underneath my chair while I was having my breakfast. At the same time that the radio was on. Now it was Tuesday and it was pouring rain outside. And suddenly I heard the person on the radio saying, Today we're going to have a story from Dora, who is from Spain. And that's when Rebel's tail started to wag. It wagged and wagged throughout all the story. Dora was saying that she came from Barcelona in Spain and that she came to Ireland on a ship and that she was crawled onto the ship without anybody knowing that she was on it and that she crawled into a lifeboat on the ship and went all the way to Ireland on a ship. Rebel's tail was wagging and wagging. I could tell that he really liked the sound of her voice. She spoke with a Spanish accent, you know. You know what a Spanish accent is like?
No.
It sounded like as if she was saying, hasta la luela, or some words like that. What do you say in Spanish when you say a bit of Spanish?
Hola.
And anything else?
Sorry.
She said, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. What came after that? Cinco.
Cinco.
Yeah. But there was nothing about Swiper, because this was a different Dora. This was a girl from Barcelona who landed in Ireland and who was used to everything being sunny, and she found herself in a country where it was pouring rain. there was a lot of rain in Ireland when I was small. And Dora didn't bring a raincoat. She landed off the boat and somebody found her walking around without any raincoat. And they were sorry for her. So they took her in a car and she went all the way to Limerick in the car. And the people who brought Dora to Ireland were called Murphy. Mr. and Mrs. Murphy brought Dora to Ireland and they looked after her and she grew up and then she went on the radio and everybody loved her voice, especially Rebel. And whenever Dora said something, Rebel would sit up. Then Dora's story on the radio finished and Rebel wouldn't move. He kept staring at the radio. And every single time I tried to get him to come out of the kitchen, out to play in the garden, he wouldn't move. And because he just wanted to wait until Dora came back on the radio.
And she did?
Well, it took a long time. We had to sit there for 2 hours. And then they played the Dora story again. At 10 o'clock in the morning, Dora came back and Rebel was immediately listening and listening and listening until I thought his tail would fall off. Then it got to the end of Dora's story. She said, "Eccellente." That's the end of the story for today. See you next week. And I turned off the radio. Rebel started to bark. He barked and barked. And then he howled. And do you know what I had to do? I had to give him dog biscuits to stop him barking. And I took him out into the garden and I played football with him for a half an hour in which I kicked the ball and he ran after it all the time. And that was what I had to do because he had fallen completely in love with Dora. And then from that day on, every time he heard a Spanish voice anywhere, even out walking around the town, he would stop, wag his tail, and he would refuse to move.
Daddy.
Yes.
Daddy, what about the bit that the rebel saw Dora?
Well, that is another story. Will I quickly tell you that? Because one day it happened. Now, I didn't expect it. Can you stop that machine for a minute and I'll tell you exactly what happened? Great. That makes it easier. Now, I didn't know what Dora looked like.
Can I put this up?
You can put your parasol up. The parasol I brought you back from Lourdes. Okay, what happened is we went into town. And on our way into town, we went on the bus. And when we got into town, we were walking down the street and suddenly we saw a lot of photographers. They were all taking a photograph of a young girl with black hair. And I said to somebody, "Who is that?" And they said to me, "That is the famous Dora, the girl who the Murphys are looking after." And Rebel saw her first. He knew immediately who she was and he pulled me. He pulled the lead as hard as you could and he took me over to her and he sat down in front of her and the only thing he would do was wag his tail. And every time that Dora spoke, he wagged his tail even more. Then Dora bent down. She patted him on the head and the next bit was extraordinary. Do you know what she did?
What?
She put her hand in her pocket and she took out 2 dog biscuits and she gave 1 to Rebel and 1 to me and she said to me, "Will you please give Rebel the second biscuit when he's finished eating the first one? I don't want him to eat the 2 of them at the same time." And then she went off straight away and ever since then, any time that Rebel saw a Spanish person, He was very happy.